Let's turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
第四章提到主耶稣来到一个地方叫做叙加，在第四节，第五节。
In chapter 4 of John, it describes that Jesus Christ came to a place called Sychar in chapter 4, verse 5.
然后第五节说，在那里有一个雅各井。
And there is a plot. In verse 6, it says that there was a Jacob's well there.
那主耶稣就在这个井的旁边，在做个人布道。
Jesus Christ did personal evangelism next to Jacob's well.
差不多从开始一直记载到四十五节。
And it's recorded from here until verse 45.
我们知道个人布道做得最好的是主耶稣。
The person that did the best personal evangelism is Jesus Christ himself.
他给我们做下一个榜样。
He gave us a good example.
主耶稣周游各城各乡。
Jesus Christ went through every village and towns.
就是要宣传天国的福音。
In order to share the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
让人活在地上能够认识神。
So that men can get to know God while living in this world.
有天国的盼望。
That they may have the hope of heaven.
能够享受神里面的恩典。
And that they could enjoy the grace in the Lord.
那今天这个福音托付给我们。
Today this gospel has been entrusted to us.
那主耶稣安排我们每个人在各种不同的地方居住，在不同的地方上班。
The Lord Jesus Christ has arranged each of us to live in a certain area and to work in a certain place.
就是要在我们各个不同的地方来为他传福音。
In order that we may preach his gospel in every place and corner in this world.
来得到这个恩典。
So that more people can receive this grace.
有时候我们常常想，到底福音要怎么传？
We often think about how to preach the gospel.
主耶稣已经给我们留下一个榜样。
The Lord Jesus Christ has given us a good example.
我们现在看第五章的第六节。
Let us turn to chapter 4, verse 6.
中间说，耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁，那时约有五更。
Now Jacob's well was there, and he was weary from his journey, and he sat there by the well. It was about the sixth hour.
就差不多中午的时间呢。
Which is noontime.
主耶稣坐在井旁，因为他很疲乏。
Jesus Christ sat next to the well because he was tired.
那第七节说，刚好有一个撒玛利亚妇人来打水。
A woman of Samaria happened to come to draw water.
那主耶稣就向她说，你给我水喝。
Jesus said to her, give me a drink.
这就是个人布道的开始。
This was the beginning of personal evangelism.
就是建立个人的话，谈话的话题。
Which is to establish a common topic of conversation.
那这个谈话的话题就是从我们每一天生活的需要提起。
This topic of conversation begins with our daily needs.
因为这个妇人要来打水。
Because this woman came to draw water.
那主耶稣也刚好口渴要喝水。
And Jesus Christ happened to be very thirsty and wanting to drink water.
所以他就向这个妇人要水来喝。
Therefore, he asked her for water.
那这个是一个很自然的谈话。
This is a very natural start of conversation.
但是却有很好的结果。
But it brought about a good result.
所以有时候我们想，那布道从哪里开始？
So we think about this topic a lot. How do we start evangelizing?
就是从生活中共同的这个需要那或者共同生活的一个题目开始。
We can start from the topic of our daily needs.
我们有那个妈妈带小孩子去学游泳。
We have young mothers who would take their children to go learn how to swim.
那有很多的妈妈都带小孩子去游泳。
And a lot of moms would bring their kids to go swimming.
结果他们就他这个妈妈就找机会对那一些妈妈做见证。
And our young mothers would take this opportunity to preach the gospel to other mothers.
结果就带人到教会来慕道，而整个家庭受洗。
And eventually, those people came to believe in Christ.
以前我们在 Bakersfield 有一个沙老弟兄，如果八零年代我们在这里，大概都还记得。
In the past, there's this brother Sa who lived in Bakersfield.
他经营一个餐馆。
He managed a restaurant.
就是我们教会的信徒到他的餐馆吃饭。
It was because one of our members went to his restaurant to eat.
常常吃熟了，就跟他聊天。
Since that brother went there so often that they became very familiar with each other and started chatting.
就变成朋友。
They became friends eventually.
那朋友后来就介绍他信耶稣。
Then our brother introduced Jesus Christ to this person.
那后来他跟他太太就受洗。
Eventually, this person and his wife become baptized.
80年代 Garden Grove 还常常去 Bakersfield 去访问他们。
So in 1980s, we often would go to Bakersfield to visit them.
那也透过这个沙老弟兄啊，后来又传福音给我们一个美国的姐妹 Sister Alice.
Through him, we also happened to preach the gospel to Sister Alice, a Caucasian.
那以后她来当美总的秘书。
She came to become the GA secretary.
以后她先生也受洗啊。
And later on, her husband also believed and became baptized.
所以这个慕道朋友是很有潜力的。
Therefore, the true seekers have great potential to preach the gospel.
我们教会哦，如果找到一个慕道朋友，有时候就会很大的突破，会连带好几个家庭来信主。
If we can find a true seeker, sometimes this true seeker will have a breakthrough in evangelism and bring a lot of families to become our members.
所以要怎么让我们能够有一个突破，有第一个人来信，这个是很重要。
So how do we bring this first true seeker in to have a breakthrough in evangelism? That is very important.
所以我们教会里面每一个慕道者都很宝贵。
Therefore, every true seeker is very treasurable.
因为很可能因为一个慕道者信主，他的家人、他的亲戚就来信了。
Because of this one true seeker, he or she may bring her whole family.
但是有时候我们教会发生一个困难。
But we often face this difficulty.
因为教会聚会很多，圣工很多，所以一些比较热心的信徒，到最后好像他朋友都在教会里面，外邦的都断光了。
Because we have so many services and activities in the church, therefore we end up having only friends in the church.
因此到要布道会的时候要找慕道者好像找不到。
So when,
因为没有朋友，外面好像很少朋友。
When evangelical services come about, it is very difficult for us to find friends that we could bring.
那主耶稣这个例子就是告诉我们说在生活一些生活日常生活的需要的接触也可以成为传福音的机会。
The example of Jesus here tells us that we can create opportunity to preach the gospel through our common daily needs or necessities as a point of contact.
我们也有姐妹在菜市场买菜，结果就问那个排队在后面的，就这个鱼要怎么煮啊？
We have a sister who went to the market to buy fish. She turned around and asked the person behind her, how would you cook this fish?
结果就开始聊天了。
Then they started a conversation.
就带她来慕道。
Eventually, she brought her to the church.
那以后就受洗了。
And this person became baptized.
以后就也带她全家来受洗。
And that person brought her whole family to the church.
所以有时候神要拣选人是很奇妙的。
It is very miraculous when Jesus Christ chooses his people.
那有时候就是透过我们意想不到这样一个小小的传福音，就有一个很大的突破。
Sometimes through us, through a little conversation, that we can have a breakthrough in evangelism.
所以我们看这个妇人后来信了耶稣。
This Samaritan woman later believed in Jesus.
这是主耶稣个人布道的结果。
That was the result of Jesus' personal evangelism.
那从这个井水，他们就开始谈话。
From the topic of the well water, they started a conversation.
我们看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
撒玛利亚妇人对他说：“你是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利人要水喝呢？”
The woman of Samaria said to him, How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman?
下面说, 原来犹太人跟撒玛利亚人没有来往。
For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans.
因为撒玛利亚人哦, 是混血, 他有一半犹太人的血统, 有一半, 啊, 当地人的血统。
The Samaritans are mixed blood. They're mixed with half the Jewish blood and half the local residents.
所以不是纯犹太人, 因此这个犹太人没有跟他们来往。
Because they were not pure Jews, therefore the Jews had no dealings with them.
但是虽然这样, 主耶稣也是找机会传福音给他们。
Even so, Jesus Christ found the opportunity to preach the gospel to them.
所以有一些在社会上, 很多我们觉得好像 不是同一个种族或者平常没有再来往的，也可以传福音。
So in our daily lives, when we see people who are of different backgrounds or races, we can also preach the gospel to them.
所以我们在伯恩教会看到很多讲西语的慕道朋友。
In Bowen Park Church, we can see a lot of Spanish-speaking members.
也有讲西语的来受洗。
A lot of them have become baptized.
就是因为我们的信徒能够跨越这个不同种族去传福音。
Because our members were able to cross over this barrier of the different background of races to preach the gospel.
这样福音就能够传开来。
Therefore, the gospel was able to be preached.
好，那我们再看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐。 而对你说，给我水喝的是谁，他必找求他，你必找求他，他也必给你活水。Jesus
answered and said to her, If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, Give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water.
所以我们现在看主耶稣就转移话题。Now
Jesus Christ changed his topic.
从井水转到活水。From
the well water to living water.
有时候我们常常在办这个家庭福音布道。
We have often host the family service, evangelical service.
用这个比较轻松的方式来跟慕道朋友谈道。
Using informal settings to have conversations with true seekers.
这也是很好的一种尝试。
This is a very good try.
但是我们有时候会发现家庭布道 我们除了讲道之外，我们谈来谈去都是谈世界上的事情。
But we often notice that during these family evangelism settings, we only talk about the things of this world.
不错，我们是讲说借着谈一些世界上的事情，能够大家比较关系能够比较更接近。
It is true that we do that so that we can have better bonding with each other.
但是如果一直谈到结束，都是在谈工作啦、社会啦这些东西，那就没有达到我们福音茶会的目的。But
if that's all we talk about, then we have not reached the purpose of our evangelism.
所以刚开始我们可以谈一些生活上共同的话题。
At the beginning of our conversation, we should start with the common topics of our daily lives.
但是像主耶稣，他就把它转到活水。
Jesus Christ, he changed the topic from well water to living water.
但是这个活水也是这个妇人需要的，只是另外一种需要，她自己不知道。
This living water was something that the Samaritan woman needed, but it's a need that she did not know herself.
所以有时候我们 常常发现我们现在人好像在追求的都是比较表面上的。It
seems that what we pursue today is very superficial.
就比较物质上的。It's
more materialistic.
那这种物质表面的这个追求就是在反映我们现在人的内心很空虚。The
superficial materialistic pursuit really reflect that our hearts are very empty.
就反映我们内心有另外一种需要，但是世界上人他自己不知道。It
shows that our hearts have another need that we don't know about.
或者说他知道，他也找不到答案。Even
if we know about it, we cannot find the answers.
所以我们就要学主耶稣，把他带到去思考另外一种需要。
Therefore, we need to learn from Jesus Christ to move from the worldly topic to a spiritual topic and to bring them to a place where they did not know about.
我们看十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
妇人说：“先生没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？”
The woman asked him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water?"
哦，所以这个妇人觉得说，我需要，我也需要那个活水。
The woman felt that she needed the living water.
哦，那接下去说，我们祖宗雅各将这个井留给我们。他自己跟儿子牲畜也都喝这个水，难道你比他大吗？
Verse 12 says, "Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself?"
哦，十三节。
Verse 13.
耶稣回答说：“凡喝这个水的，还要再渴。”十四节。
14.
啊，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。十四节。
So whoever drinks this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst.
哦，所以主耶稣为着让这个妇人啊更有追求的心，他就把它做一个比较。
Because the Lord Jesus wanted to allow this woman to have a harder pursuit of the spiritual things, therefore, he gave an analogy.
哦，从你祖宗开始啊，有这个水，这个很好。
He said that it was good that you had this, you have this well water from your ancestor.
但是你喝了还会再渴。
But you will drink this water and thirst again.
但是我要赐给你的水就永远不渴。
But what I want to give you, this water, you will never thirst again.
啊，那这个是一种，一比较就发现，哎，这个不太一样。
After the comparison, she would be able to see the difference.
是永远不渴。
She will never thirst again.
那接下来他解释。
Next, he explained.
下半节。
The second part of verse 14.
我所赐的水要在它里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
The water that I shall give him will become to him a fountain of living water, springing up to everlasting life.
哦，所以主耶稣就从这个活水啊，井水外面这个井水一直讲到这个水要在它里面成为泉源，是指里面的。
So Jesus Christ started talking from well water to this living water and to this fountain of water that will spring inside a person.
哦，所以主耶稣从肉体的需要就谈到心灵上的需要。
Jesus Christ talked about the physical needs to our spiritual needs.
肉体需要喝井水。
Because of our physical needs, we need to drink well water.
但是我们的心需要有活水。
But our hearts need living water.
你这样才不会口渴。
So that we will not thirst.
就像一个信徒见证说，哇，以前他还没有信主以前，哦，到周末就是喝啤酒、唱卡拉 OK、看电影。
Just like a member who testified that before he believed in Christ, during the weekends he would go out and sing karaoke and drink wine and also,
或者说打麻将
or play mahjong.
他以为说人生就是这样。
He thought that that was the end of life.
哦，哎，但是信主以后，他才回想，这个真的很奇妙。
But after he had believed in Christ, he thought that this is amazing.
哎，发现信主以后改变这么大。
He has changed so much after he had become a Christian.
哎，他也不需要再去喝啤酒。
He did not need to drink wine anymore.
也不需要再去唱卡拉 OK.
He did not need to go and sing karaoke.
也不需要再去打麻将。
He did not have to play mahjong.
也不需要去赌博。
He did not need to gamble.
哎，但是好像活得很喜乐。
But he felt that his life was very happy.
这个就是活水。
That is from the living water.
就在我们里面的这个活泉源一直涌出来。
There is a fountain of water springing up from inside.
哦，这是非常宝贵的。
That is very treasurable.
不一定每个地方有井水。
Not every place has a well.
但是我们的心永远能够有活水。
But our heart can always have this living water.
你走到哪里，活水都在那里。
Wherever you go, this living water is inside you.
带给我们一种内在的满足。
It could bring you a satisfaction from within.
当你很口渴的时候。
When you're thirsty.
哇，你喝一杯水非常好。
When you drink water, you feel very good.
啊，如果有当过兵的，就更了解。
If you have served as a soldier, you would understand this.
你要行路行很远。
When you have to walk a very long path.
但是只有一瓶水。
At the end of the day, when you drink.
你走到很口渴的时候，不能够噜噜一罐都喝完了。
You open your water bottle, you will finish the whole bottle.
你只能喝一口。
But you can't do that, so you can only drink one sip.
当你很口渴的时候，一口都很美。
Even that one sip will really satisfy you.
那就是一瓶水把它当作很多一口这样喝喝喝，等到那个路都走完了。
As you take one sip at a time, as if you are drinking the whole bottle, and you will eventually finish your whole bottle.
但是我们的心啊，有这个活水。
When we have this living water in our heart,
所以我们常常在默想神，或者有机会祷告，有圣灵充满，祷告完之后心里很甜美，很舒服。
When you meditate upon the Word of God, when you pray in the Holy Spirit, you will feel that the Word of God is very beautiful and sweet.
随时都有，你在飞机上也可以祷告。
You can even pray on the airplane.
那有时候在开车的时候，虽然眼睛没有闭着，我们也可以跟神在交通。
When you are driving, you can also pray to God without closing your eyes.
那有的人说，我在运动的时候，我的心也是在跟神在交通。
Some people say that when they go work out in the gym, they talk to God in their heart.
那这个神的活水就在我们里面啊，一直涌出来。
This living water will keep springing up from our hearts.
是我们的生命常常觉得很甜美。
Therefore, we feel that our life is so beautiful and sweet.
不是我们有什么外在的。
Not that we have anything outwardly.
是因为主耶稣在我们里面。
It is because Jesus Christ is inside us.
圣灵浇灌，让我们里面成为活水。
The Holy Spirit is in us, and it has become a fountain.
哦，所以这种体验哦，真的外邦人没有信主，真的没有体验过。
A lot of people outside of our church had never experienced this.
他真的很渴，外面虽然喝了很多水，很多的享受，里面还是很渴。
They might be very thirsty and try all kinds of indulgence, yet they're still thirsty.
所以到最后就会变成哦，作恶啊，去吸毒，去。做很多坏事，因为这样还没有办法满足。
At the end of the day, they might have to take drugs and do other things and do evil things to satisfy themselves.
所以，我们要从生活的需要到最后要带到我们心灵上的需要。
Therefore, we need to start from our physical needs and go towards our spiritual needs.
但是最后，主耶稣把他带到哪里？
Where did Jesus Christ bring her at the end?
14节的最后。
Verse 14, last part.
说这个泉源要直涌到永生。
This fountain of water will spring up into everlasting life.
所以主耶稣把这个妇人带到一个观念叫做永生。
Jesus Christ brought this woman to a new concept called everlasting life.
这是人的另外一种需要。
This is another need of humankind.
所以圣经说神把永生安置在我们心里面。
The Bible says that God had put everlasting or eternal eternity in our hearts.
所以我们人哦，真的不要想死，你一想死以后你就发现哦，人生活下去要做什么？不能够想死这个问题。
So humankind cannot think about the problem of death.
因为这个没有解答。
Because there's no answer to it.
你赚这么多钱，死要做什么？
What are you going to do if you have to die eventually?
所以这个结解不开。
This knot cannot be untied.
那解不开就使人生变成没有意义。
When you cannot untie this knot, then there's no meaning in your life.
因为你没有一个希望。
Because you have no hope.
因此这个永生的观念，对人生是非常重要。
Therefore, the concept of eternity is very important to humankind.
而且这个永生是在天上。
This eternity is in heaven.
是完美的。
It is perfect.
是永远的。
It lasts forever.
所以人有永生的盼望，忽然间你就不怕死。
If we have this hope of eternal life, then we're not afraid of death.
不是不敢想，是你不怕。
It is not that you are afraid to think about death, it is because you're not afraid of death.
所以永生对我们太重要。
Therefore, eternal life is very important to us.
但是大部分的人都没有这个观念。
But most people don't have this concept.
他想要找也找不到一条路。
They want to find a path, but they could not.
所以就变成说，今天游就今天享受，因为明天我不晓得会不会活着。
Therefore, they try to enjoy themselves as much as they can in the day that they live, because they don't know what will happen the next day.
因此，这个生活的层次变成非常的表面化。
Therefore, our lives become very superficial.
就是找机会这样麻醉一下，因为死就算了。
We just find different ways to entertain and satisfy ourselves.
那我们知道有永生就是要见到神。
When we talk about eternal life, that means that we will see God.
所以我们每一天的生活有一个很实在的目标在努力。
Therefore, we have a very clear goal that we are striving forward to.
所以这个是我们到步道的最后一个目标，就是永生。
That is the last goal of our topic of evangelism, which is eternal life.
那这样主耶稣这样介绍哦，从井水到活水，活水到永生，这个妇人就开始有这个想要追求的心。
So Jesus Christ started his topic from the well water to living water to eternal life, and this woman started to exhibit her interest.
所以十五节说，先生，把这个水赐给我，叫也不渴，也不用这么远来打水。
In verse 15, she says, Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw.
因此，如果我们信耶稣啊，都一直在讲地面上的福气哦，有时候别人就觉得我这个人跟这我真的不需要。
If we come to believe in Christ and all that we're pursuing is the blessings of this world, then when we evangelize, and some people don't need it.
是啊，信耶稣就是病得医治，死人复活，那我也不需要。
When we say, when you come to believe in Christ, then your illnesses will be healed and the dead will be resurrected. They may not feel the need.
啊，你工作能够更好赚更多钱，我现在已经很满意了，我也不要。
Or that you will be very successful in your career and earn more money, and that person may not need that either.
所以如果我们把信耶稣都讲在很表面物质的这一些东西哦，很多人觉得我根本就不需要。
If we just talk about believing in Jesus Christ in a very superficial way, then a lot of people in this world do not need it.
但是如果能够把它讲深一点，
If we go deeper though,
这种心灵的甜美，心灵的平安跟喜乐，
The sweetness, the peace and joy in our heart,
还有来世的盼望，
And the hope of eternal life,
还有见到神的那种满足跟荣耀，
The contentment and glory of seeing our Christ Jesus,
就会让一些人哦有那种心啊，我也去听听看到底是怎么一回事。
Then that might draw interest in in the people's heart.
所以这个妇人就说啊，在哪里有这个水给我呢？
That's why the woman asked, "Where is this water? Please give it to me."
那十六节开始啊，主耶稣就要让这个妇人知道，现在跟他谈话这一个人不是一般人。
In verse 16, Jesus Christ started to show her that the person who's talking to her is not a common, normal person.
所以十六节说，叫你的丈夫来。
Verse 16, Jesus said to her, Go call your husband.
十七节妇人说，我没有丈夫。
Verse 17, the woman answered that I have no husband.
耶稣说，你说没有丈夫的，不错。
Jesus said to her, You have said, well, you have no husband.
为什么这样讲？你没有结过婚嘛，所以没有丈夫，那是不错的。
What you said is right, for you have had You have not been married.
所以律法上你没有丈夫，这是不错的。
You have not been married, therefore you don't have husband by law.
然后再看十八节。
Verse 18.
你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的不是你的丈夫。
For you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband.
这个是秘密啊。
This is a secret.
他没有结过婚，他有五个丈夫。
She did not get married, but yet she had five husbands.
可见这个妇人的私生活，主耶稣都知道。
So Jesus Christ knows this woman's life behind the curtain.
所以十九节啊，妇人说：“我看你真的是先知。”
The woman said, "I perceive that you are a prophet." In verse 19.
所以我们看这个妇人对耶稣的认识，就觉得他不太一样。
Now the woman perceived that Jesus Christ is somewhat different.
那我们今天呢、啊，要让人来我们教会慕道。
Today, if we want to draw people to our church to seek,
这个教会这么多
，there are so many churches out there.
你要怎么让他能够知道我们教会不一样
？How do we let them understand that our church is different？
好像这个妇人对主耶稣的体验
，just like this woman's experience with Jesus Christ，
这是不一样的体验
，was different.
没有跟人能够讲得出来，主耶稣能够讲出来。
No man can speak what Jesus Christ just spoke to her.
那我们教会啊，能够给一般来慕道最大的不一样就是圣灵的体验。
The one thing that can draw people to come to our church that is different from every other churches is the experience of the Holy Spirit.
我们可以跟他介绍圣灵。
We can introduce our Holy Spirit to them.
如果你很想，你不然你来教会看看。
And we can ask them to come and see.
那你如果愿意体验更好。
If you are willing to experience, that will be better.
就跟我们一起来祷告。
Come and pray with us.
所以很多人来到教会，他真的觉得真耶稣教会不一样。
A lot of people, when they come to our church, they indeed felt that our church is different.
最大不一样就是我们祷告，有圣灵，有体验。
The greatest difference is in the Holy Spirit that we have the experience in praying.
那从21节开始。
Starting from verse 21.
主耶稣就开始教导这个妇人怎么要来拜神。
Jesus taught this woman how to worship God.
也就是说，怎样跟神建立个人直接的关系。
How to establish a personal relationship with God.
我们看21节。
Let's read verse 21.
妇人，你当信我，时候将到，拜父的不在山上，也不在耶路撒冷。22节。
22.
你所拜的是你不知道的，我们所拜的是我们知道的，因为救恩是犹太人出来的。23节。
23.
时候将到，如今就是，那拜父的要用心灵跟诚实来拜他，因为父要这样的人来拜他。23节。
23. But the hour is coming and now is when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him.
所以主耶稣啊，在24节再强调一次，神是一个灵。
The Lord Jesus emphasized in verse 24 once more, God is spirit.
所以神看不到。
So you cannot see him.
有那个拜偶像的慕道不得到我们教会来，外面绕了一圈，看来看去，所以来找传道说，我在你们教会没有看到神。
For the people who worship physical idols, when they come to our church, they will say to the pastor, I don't see any God here.
Yeah, 神是个灵。
Because God is spirit.
你看不到。
We cannot see him.
那你看不到怎么去拜呢？
How do we worship this God that we cannot see?
主耶稣说，要用心灵跟诚实。
The Lord Jesus said we must worship in spirit and truth.
我们看那英文spirit 也可以讲灵，truth 也可以讲真理，用圣灵跟真理来拜神。
We must worship God in spirit and truth.
那这个真理就是我们在教会查考道理。
The truth refers to the truth that we learn in the church.
当我们的生活越来越改变跟道理一样。
When our lives are changing closer and closer to what the truth have taught us,
我们就发现那个神的灵就越来感动越强。
We will realize that the Holy Spirit of God will move us stronger and stronger.
我们95年传道莫斯科去。
In 1995, we preached the gospel to Moscow.
这很奇妙，慕道者一来就得圣灵。
It was very amazing that the truth seeker came and immediately received the Holy Spirit.
如果三次没有得圣灵，一定有问题。
If after three prayers they did not receive the Holy Spirit, then there's some problems with that person.
有的是抽烟。
Either they smoke.
有的是跟人同居。
Or they cohabitate.
他不讲啊，我们都不知道。
We don't know what their problems are.
但是有时候你就发现，两三次也得不到圣灵，可能是生活有问题。
But we notice that there must be some problems in their lives that they're experiencing.
但是他如果把那个问题解决了。
But once they resolve that problem in their life,
他就得圣灵了。
They will receive the Holy Spirit immediately.
所以这个拜神就是用真理来拜他。
Therefore, we need to worship God in truth.
就是你我的生活观念一直调到跟真理一样。
If the way we live and the concept that we have, we keep adjusting them to the truth.
那神就与我们同在。
Then God will abide with us.
主耶稣升天以前。
Before the Lord Jesus ascended.
说你们要照我吩咐我的话去行，照我吩咐你的话去行。
He said to his disciples, "Follow my commandments and do accordingly."
我就跟你同在。
Then I will abide with you.
这真的很奇妙。
That is very amazing.
所以这个就是我们要告诉慕道朋友。
That is what we should tell the true seekers.
你现在来这里敬拜神，这样很好。
It is good that you come here to worship God.
如果你要有体验。
But if you want to experience God,
你在家生活要一直改变，改变到跟圣经的道理一样。
You have to keep changing your lives and the way you live according to the truth in the Bible.
他这样一直开始改变，他就会有体验。
As they change, they will experience God.
所以我们的信仰是很实在的。
Therefore, our faith is a very realistic.
不是说你听一套，你生活再活一套，然后你还可以拜到神，没有这一回事。
So you can't just listen and make that a separate part of your life and you live differently from what you listen to in the truth and you can still experience God. That doesn't happen.
如果我们听的是真理，神的话。
If we really listen to the truth, the word of God,
你要怎么能够体验到神？
How do you experience God?
你要改变。
You have to change.
跟神的话一样。
You have to change until you're the same as the truth.
那神就下来跟你同在。
Then God will come down and abide with you.
但是如果听到真理，
But if you listen to the truth,
我们活另外一套，
and you live a different life,
就体验不到神。
Then you will not experience God.
因为神是真的。
Because God is true.
没有活在真理里面的人体验不到神。
Without living in the truth, you cannot experience God.
那真的体验到神了。
But you can really experience God.
就是活在真理的人。
If you live in the truth.
所以我们人这样明白之后，你就会发现哦，当慕道者开始改变的时候，他觉得自己在改变，别人也觉得他在改变。
When the truth seeker started changing, you could see their changes and they could feel their own changes.
那这个妇人就把罐子放下来，就跑到城里去讲，我遇到了一个好像是弥赛亚。
This woman put down her pail and went to the town to proclaim to everybody that she has met the Messiah.
三十节，众人就出去到耶稣那里去。
In verse 30, it described that the multitudes went out to the city and came to Jesus.
结果一个慕道朋友就带好多人来找耶稣。
So we can see that one true seeker brought a lot of people to Jesus Christ.
我们看三十九节。
Let's read verse 39.
那曾有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为妇人做见证。他把素来一切所信的事都说出来，这个妇人变成第一个种子，带了一群人来。
The woman became the first seed and brought a lot of people to Jesus.
那从四十节开始，撒玛利亚人就来求耶稣。
From verse 40, the Samaritans came to Jesus to plead him.
在那里住下来。
To ask him to stay.
那耶稣住了两天。
Jesus Christ stayed for 2 days.
好多人听见耶稣的话，信就更多。
Many more believed because of his word.
四十二节。
Verse 42.
这对妇人说，我现在信不是你的话，是我们亲自听见，这是真的救世主。
They said to the woman, now we believe not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that he indeed is Christ, the Savior of the world.
所以我们最后的目标就是慕道朋友的信不是透过我们信。
So our final goal is not that this true seeker will believe because of us.
是他直接听到神的话，直接在敬拜神。
But that the true seeker really worshipped God directly and have touched God himself.
他直接跟神建立关系。
And establish personal relationship with God.
那这样我们带慕道朋友的工作就可以放心了。
Then our work of bringing the true seeker would end.
那主耶稣在做这个工作可能是几天。
It might have taken Jesus Christ a few days to do this evangelism work.
至少在人的家住了两天啊。
He lived in there for 2 days.
但是这个第四章，如果真的要把它做到，我们刚刚读的这个四十一节，以我们现在来讲，大概2年到3年。
But for us to implement this, it might take us 2 to 3 years.
这个就是跟进工作。
That is the work of follow up.
所以我们在带领人信主。
When we bring people to believe in Christ,
有一个目标。
There's one goal.
就是到最后，我没有我，他也可以站得住。
That is, at the end of the day, this person can stand without me.
那这样我们的带领工作就成功。
Then we are successful in our work.
但如果没有我，他就倒了，教会就不来，那我们的带领还是有问题。
But if without me, this person would fall in his faith, then we have failed.
所以我们还有三个礼拜，就有联恩布道会。
We have 3 more weeks until our evangelical services.
求主给我们好机会。
May the Lord grant us opportunities.
让我们从主耶稣的这个榜样来学习，来为主做一些个人布道的工作。
That we may be able to personal evangelize from the examples of Jesus Christ that he left behind.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
500首。
500.